I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 5 months, Raul Castro will step down from presidency, ending the Castro family's six-decade reign over Cuba. However, he's expected to lead the Communist Party from here on out, and Miguel Díaz-Canel, current first vice president, is expected to take his place. Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio says because the Communist Party is so dominant, change is unlikely.
Raul is still going to be in power, and it'll just be a different president. So it may be more of the same, or it could be that there's going to be more crackdowns, or it could be that there's going to be continually more freedom. But nobody really knows.
Little is known about Díaz-Canel, other than he wants to silence opposition to the Communist Party. Shantz says TWR is wondering what the future will look like for believers in Cuba. But as the ministry continues to improve the signal broadcasting the gospel into the country, be praying for strength and growth for the church. And this Sunday, 40 women will trek across Peru's mountains to reach the lost city Machu Picchu, fighting human trafficking every step of the way. The climb's led by Freedom Challenge, a movement founded by Operation Mobilization. OM's Tracy Doherty explains.
So Freedom Challenge was started about 5 years ago with a handful of women who were passionate about being a part, hands-on, and solving the issue of human trafficking. And so yearly since then, we've had domestic and international climbs.
As part of the climb, these women do raise funds for fighting human trafficking and helping victims, but they're also raising awareness. Get the details on how to join the climb at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.